The opposite of self-reliance.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I believe we started in 2019. I started doing this show. Excuse me if I'm off on my dates. I'm just off the top of my head. I believe that was the date. That was the year. And we started talking about a lot of things, but I was coming from a perspective of I was working with clients within the self-reliance field. So people with products and services that allowed people to become more self-reliant. And these concepts of self-reliance kept coming up in a conversation and so forth. So I created a video that kind of had took on a life of its own. And it's called Self-Reliance is Fake. And it really caused quite a stir because it was kind of an inflammatory title. And it was meant to be that way. It's not that I very much believe in self-reliance, but the concept of self-reliance being that you are 100% completely reliant on yourself is a fake idea. And that a lot of people who have any type of aversion to the concept of self-reliance, that's usually what they get caught up on. And so I started kind of dissecting that and talking about, I had my youngest son on my lap. He was just a baby. And we were talking about this idea. Well, you can go back and watch that video. I wanted to kind of hit on the concept, even though I don't work exclusively within the self-reliance field, and certainly not as heavily as I was then, there is still self-reliance runs through everything that I do in some way or fashion. And I found that there's not enough people discussing about it in a productive manner. And one of the things they don't look at is they don't look at what's the opposite of self-reliance? And the opposite of self-reliance is much more scarier than the situation if we actually trained. Let's say we got, 10% of the population of the world to become more self-reliant. Would that be a bad thing or a good thing? I believe it would be a good thing, because a self-reliant person, it doesn't mean they're completely, contained in a bubble and they just do their own thing. It means that they can, as best as possible, survive on their own, and they have the, it's more of the attitude that if it is to be, it's up to me, that I'm going to take the responsibility, not the fault of everything, but the responsibility of doing what's necessary to feed myself, to feed my family, to feed, clothe, shelter, and to do everything I can for my people first before I go about helping everyone else or asking for anything from anybody else, that I do the best I can at what I do. That's kind of, in a very loose way, my concept of what self-reliance is. The opposite of self-reliance is dependence. It's absolute dependence on other people. Now, we are all dependent on each other. Don't get me wrong. Interdependency is kind of life. There's not really a way around it. None of us are really self-contained and really perfect in the way that we are. We need each other. And when you study personalities, when you study conation, when you study all these different elements, we notice that all of us are really good at something, or we're really good at a wide range of things, but not as good as the people that are focusing on each of those things, if that makes sense. naturally, we have natural inclinations toward very specific areas. But that's not the only thing you need to live. And it's definitely not the only thing you need to be able to thrive and become better through life, have better nutrition, have a larger business, everything else. Anyone who's a business owner or executive that has tried to do it on their own while at the same time needing to hire certain things out knows that you can't do it all on your own. You could do a certain amount. You could probably make it to the small millions on your own as your own solopreneur business. But to get past that point, you have to become more dependent on other people, but not dependent in the sense that you need them for the basics in life. You need them just like they need you to go the next step. Together, we can do more than any of us alone. But if each of us has the attitude of self-reliance, it makes it a lot easier. If you go the opposite way and you say we're completely dependent on each other, then nobody is towing the line. Nobody is taking responsibility. And there's a race to the bottom when you have that concept of dependency. And you can see it throughout culture, especially if you're living in the United States during this time period. You can see it. It's kind of somewhat built into the culture, especially with younger people. And I think on some hands it was purposeful by some people, but on a lot of people, they don't realize why their children have this attitude. A lot of it comes from the comfort level that we've lived in because of living off of the past, which was more self-reliant, which built up this nice, comfortable, wonderful lifestyle. And we can go off on a tangent on that. But in reality, we do have a problem with wanting to be dependent. There's something built into humans, I think, where we really do want to be dependent. It'd be nice if we can just rest and just have someone else take care of me. And there are certain people, they don't have a choice. You know, if you're past a certain age and your body's giving out and everything else, you don't have a choice. You're dependent on other people. If you have mental issues or any type of handicap or anything of that sort, you're dependent on other people. If you're a child, if you're a baby, you're going to be dependent to one extent or another. You can't do anything about that. But for those of us who can do something about it, we really should. We got to start with ourselves, take care of ourselves, do what we got to do to be able to build ourselves up and make the world a better place. But it starts here, and then helping others, helping those people who don't have a choice in being dependent. And in that process, it's not about self-reliance versus absolute dependence. It's more about that attitude. If you've got the right attitude, if you can find that attitude that I'm going to do everything I can to make the world a better place, and I'm not going to ask for anything, and I'm not going to play the victim for anybody. If you have that attitude, I think you'll see that life just gets better. And if you can help promote that attitude with other people, if you already have that attitude, don't push it on other people. But at the same end, try and bring it out of them. Because I think we all have the capability of it. I'd love to find out if any of this is making sense to you, or if it just sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook. So leave me a message wherever you're watching this. Leave me a comment. You could always go to brianjpombo.com and leave a comment directly under the post that this is coming from. We have a video version of this if you're watching. That's where you're watching. We also have an audio version that you can get via podcast or the website. And also you can check out my book. I always talk about it, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com, talking all about strategies to help make you competition proof, you and your business. And we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.